a guy in a Bucks jersey. Be moi. Gotta answer three questions from the room, three questions from the folks, and I get one boomerang. So let's see here, Davi, check clockwise.
Yes, sir.
You
yes, sir.
First.
Orlando, what is your wildest memory that you have from the last time we got to host the big game?
Ooh.
Ooh.
That was fun.
I believe it was Steelers Cardinals, was it?
The last time that we hosted. Well, I mean, yeah. what was the name of the venue?
Yep.
The venue over on Almerton.
Yeah, RIP. It's a hotel.
It is a hotel. It's like the Carroll Hotel now or something.
It's pretty.
That's when, let's see, matter of fact, Brooke threw that big party with Diddy and with like Primetime and Winky.
Mm-hmm.
And just everybody was in on that big, huge party that was going on for the venue. And I remember I was one of the hosts of it.
Nice.
And it was a Ciroc party.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was like crazy. And I remember there was upstairs area where they had it decked out with all the Ciroc and stuff that I was supposed to be in. But nobody was up there. Like, I didn't have an entourage or nothing. So I just went up there and hung out for a bit and then went down to the party. And when I came back upstairs, there was somebody upstairs with this girl smashing.
Oh, my God.
Inside the room. And I was supposed to be in the room, so I was standing outside. And so people started walking in thinking I was the, like... I was the buffer. Like I was the security or something. So he was like, man, how long are they going to be in there? I'm like, I don't know. I'm not with them. Or whatever. So I remember that was crazy, but that was like the big party. Like, I hosted that one. So that was
fire.
Yeah. That sticks out of my head.
Super Bowl parties are always fun.
Oh, and the fact that Diddy called me, Brooke always teases me about that. Diddy called me the Diddy of the city.
Nice.
Hey. I was like, hey, all right, cool.
Orlando, I want to know about the last time you had mind-blowing sex. They can't all be winners. They can't all be winners. You know what I mean? So I want to know the deets. I want to know all the details, when it was, all that stuff.
When?
I want to know. Mind-blowing. Come on now.
I mean, mind blow. You say they all can't be winners.
No, because, you know, we go off, we do what we need to do. It's fun, it's good, but there's a couple that probably stand out in your head.
I will say. Let me see. All right, so you want to know what was?
I want to know it all. Go ahead.
I mean, I will tell you probably the most mind blowingest thing. Was I can't even tell you when.
I don't know. I would know the last time.
I mean, no, I can't. I mean, you said the most. Like, it was the most mind blowing or last time?
The last time you had mind blowing sex. I want to know the deets. The last time.
So there was one time that it wasn't a one night stand, but it was the first night stand.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
gotcha.
So it was like the first time hookup type thing.
That's usually fun.
And we had never met. We had only met on like, you know, online.
Okay. Yeah. So you knew each other from that.
So we knew each other for years,
gotcha.
But you know, never hooked up or anything.
Right.
And so we ended up, I ended up like invited to the person's house.
Mm-hmm.
And I went and the door was open and ooh. I was told like, you know, okay, come upstairs to the left and I'm over there, whatever. So I'm like, yo, like what's wow. like, you know, like this was
you going on a treasure hunt.
Yeah. Right.
Is like, your you first know, time like, meeting them?
Right. Yeah. Wow. And so like I'm like, yo, like, you know, wow. this is crazy.
Yeah.
And so but I'm and I knew the person, mm-hmm. like I said, but I had never been in this place. So you're walking up the stairs and you turn to the left.
No one know. Greeted you.
No one, yeah.
A path of roses.
Yeah, no, yeah. Like, so
this
yeah.
is a come and find me.
Right. And so and and I finally go in there, and then it's like, you know, and the weirdest thing was the person said, this is going to be it is the strangest thing ever, but I guess I should formally introduce myself to you.
Oh, man.
Because yeah. It was our first time meeting in person.
Yeah, you got to do that.
Yeah. And then we, like, talked for, like, you know, 45 minutes or whatever. Just, like.
Till you got comfortable.
Kicking it, whatever. Yeah. And then, you know, like, went down.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But it was, like, stranger danger.
Okay.
It felt like, because it was, like, it wasn't, but it was.
So did you initiate or did that person initiate? Like, how did it start?
Listen, how many questions do you get?
Yeah.
Like, really? What's going
all
on?
All I got was you entered the house and then you had a conversation.
Yeah, that's okay. That was it.
I'm trying to get something.
I mean, if you in there, I mean, what? How many things you do in a bed? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're sitting on the bed, you lean back on the bed.
Okay, all right. Okay.
I mean, I don't. What you want to game tape it for you?
Nah.
Okay.
We want the book.
That's it. That's all I've got. Meredith, I've heard you answer many questions with less.
Okay, that's very true.
So, all right, let's see. You're up.
All right, so last night I had a dream that as a grown man, I got kidnapped. I don't know where that came from, but it made me think, Orlando, what if you got kidnapped?
Huh.
Can you go around the room and who do you think would give the most effort to find you?
Wow.
Okay.
What do you think they would do? You think like Davi would put up flyers?
This my dog. Have you seen
he would put my he put my face on a t-shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like that's my dog. All right. No, I would say out of everybody in the room, I would say that Davi would probably have more places he could call to see if I'm there.
Yep. Okay. Yeah. Secret location.
He's like, yes, he knows a few people. Like, man, you kidnap old. But Meredith would probably be a sleuth at trying, because we've seen Meredith go after people's info.
Let's go.
Like, she's not, she does
Meredith.
Her research right. And all that. So she would chase it down. Like, I would, if she's out there looking for me, I think I got a good shot.
Okay.
Meredith is nosy as hell.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, I would update the Wild website.
Have you
and
seen this
I
man?
Would appreciate that. Yeah. Thank you very much with the Wild website. All right. That's three down, three coming from y'all. Don't forget, you can go to wild941.com and get in on Bring the Bowl Home. That is a major look for you right there. Bring the Bowl Home, because you can't, unless you got, what we say, 14 to 40,000, somewhere in between there is like how much it costs to get into the big game. So if you're not doing that, you can win from Happy's Rent-A-Home. You can get a 50-inch smart TV. You can get $300 to spend at Winn-Dixie and create your own celebration at home, socially distanced away from all the germy people. So go on wild941.com. It is the Bring the Bowl Home Challenge. Let's see. All right. Plead the Fifth is popping. We got three questions that come from the listeners out there in the listener land.
Yes.
What we got?
Out there, 813, ask Orlando if he will be attending the Stripper Bowl this year.
Ooh, good question.
I am not comfortable going to the Stripper Bowl. Stripperthon, Stripper Bowl, any of that.
Any strippers.
Not in the COVID world,
right.
Man. Because I honestly, I've been to those where they've been great. Like, Plies does a thing that is absolutely bonkers. And I've been to two of those and a couple others in cities where it's like a so-and-so amount of ones and all this other stuff. And honestly, that feels too germy for me.
Really?
I'm testing out new masks now.
You've seen the best.
I just got this new one.
Let me see.
Oh, it breathes good.
Too. Oh, that's the one you've been talking about.
It's the Under Armour one.
That's and nice.
But it's nice. It's about, I mean, because I'm testing out masks.
You're
now.
Mask connoisseur.
Yeah, oh, dude, I'm all about them. I'm trying to get that full face shield look like I'm on Earth, Mars or something, you know, like an astronaut. So I don't think I'm going to be going to any stripper events.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay. So what is your during boom boom time? That's what this person says.
During boom, somebody said boom boom time.
They did.
Somebody from the 70s?
Yes. If something is playing in your head, a song is playing in your head, what is your go-to sexual song, Orlando? If you had to pick one. During boom boom time.
What is my soundtrack song for boom boom time?
Yeah. I'm sure there's something.
I mean, there's a all kinds. I mean, Scandalous from Prince.
Mm.
Yeah, that's like That's like one that I like. Because that's, yeah.
Is there like a moment in it where it kind of like.
I mean, no, nah, it's like, I mean, you know, Shut It Down from Drake and The Dream. Those are, that's a good one too.
Okay.
I mean, I got a playlist.
All right, you have, know, a playlist.
Of course.
So
I got
when
a playlist.
I go over to O's house, and
if
you're
I throw
just
on that
like,
playlist,
yeah,
feed the Jesus, feed the Jesus on that playlist.
What is it called? The Boo Boom.
It's called MK.
The Boom Boom Room.
That's what it's called. It's called MK. I'll show you. It's like let's see, playlist. Got a whole bunch of good stuff on that, Meredith, if you want to borrow it.
Oh, okay. I'm down for some music in the
y'all
bedroom.
Y'all trying to make number three.
No, I'm, you know, done. Like, we're closed, sure? For sure? Business for forever.
Okay. Just letting you know.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Oh, we got one out to 727. It says, how do you feel about bringing Raka or Vanessa onto the Freak Show? Or do you think that would be too much with Meredith already being a lot to deal with?
Hey! What does that mean?
It means you're a lot to deal with.
Good question.
Let's see. How would I feel? I would love it. I would love to get somebody else in here. I know with COVID and all of the financial crunch that we've been through, it's hard to add more staff bodies when you see everybody getting like furloughed and clipped and. You know, we'll have somebody drinking coffee with us one day, and then the next day we're like, where's the coffee dude? We're like, yeah, he's gone. You know, so, yeah. Like, we've had bodies disappear, like, you know, body snatchers around here. So I don't know when the company will allow us to do that, but that's always been in the plan for us to get somebody back in here to help us with the show and putting together all of this behind-the-scenes stuff. So I would, you know, it would be dope to be able to have one of those ladies or anybody in here, but, you know, to help us out because we've been kind of shorthanded, but I don't see it happening. I don't see that happening anytime soon.
Yeah.
All right. What was that? Three?
That's three.
Yep.
You're good.
Let's see.
No, you're good.
We're done. Yeah, no.
Probably your most mind blowing.
Last.
Mind-blowing sex.
Mind.
How did that go down? What was the scenario of your last mind-blowing sexcapade?
If you say last night, Bobby,
no,
I swear
no,
to
no,
God.
No.
Bobby going to be like, well, that was, you know.
It was 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago. All right, what was the last mind, what was the scenario for your last mind-blowing sex?
For me, I think it was, so me and my girl, we do like Sunday fun day where we just go out and do a lot of bar hopping.
Yeah,
so
your drug sex.
Yeah. it was probably like 2 months ago, two and a half months ago on a Sunday.
Of course, that's what I just said. It's like it was yesterday.
It was just drunk, sloppy, you know, it was fun, uninhibited, just get straight to it.
Okay. And that's what made it. I was like, what's the scenario? So that made it good. The fact that it was just drunk, sloppy, and uninhibited.
Yeah, that's the first one that comes to mind.
Okay. All right.
I would say alcohol is always included in the whole mind blowing aspect. So mine's not 2 months ago. It was farther away than that because of babies and everything that was going on. So
oh,
it's,
Meredith, y'all it's not getting
I don't
good,
know the
good
exact
now.
No, but it's not mind blowing. It's fun, but it's not. Listen, he would totally agree too.
So Meredith, you need to work on this.
What mind blowing? Like,
get
that's
back
hard
to mind
right now.
Blowing.
Okay, all right. So anyway, that's another conversation. But I forget the exact time, but it was definitely when the babies were taken care of by grandma, and there was alcohol at the house, and just. Let's just say every position was used at the moment.
Meredith.
What?
You are somebody's mother.
Yeah. And, but that's the fun when you're just, you know, you got a little buzz going on and you're just like, no one's in the house. You can be loud. What?
Can y'all have mind blowing without the liquor? I'm wondering. Let me guess. All right, Buck, y'all was drunk.
So there was tons of alcohol. mine was a few years ago because of where it was.
Okay.
And not that there hasn't been mind blowing since, but. There was
good
a
save.
Place.
Good save right
yeah,
there.
Yeah. If you're listening, honey. So ours was in Colorado, and it was one of those hot tubs overlooking like 100 peaks of mountains with trees and fog and the sun setting.
Yeah.
And that's about it. That's all the details y'all get.
Nice.
Screensaver.
Okay. All right. Well, there you are. That's the wrap for Plead the Fifth action right there. I'm shocked that y'all answered that question. So, Meredith.
Yeah.
So y'all not having my Mind blowing.
Not right. Not today.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.